This is Twit.
What is the story of the era?
Definitely one of the big stories of the year. And of course, it ties in directly with the biggest story of the year, which we can all probably agree is the coronavirus. But this is very related. The gig economy, you may or may not have noticed, is being turned upside down right now. Some services seemed pretty safe or relatively safe by comparison prior to the pandemic. Now they're fighting to stay afloat. And so I wanted to just take a few minutes to kind of point out what some of the biggest names, like the fluctuations that are happening right now, because it's all happening simultaneously. Uber, to start off with, they just announced to employees that they're reducing staff by 14% worldwide. That comes out to around 3,700 jobs going away. 180 driver service centers are closing. That's 40% of them worldwide. CEO Khosrow Shahi says that more difficult adjustments are going to be made over the next few weeks. So as if that isn't enough, you know, of course, Uber has to do what businesses have to do right now. They have to keep constant eyes on how this is developing. But that signals some other big changes that could happen literally in the next 14 days. So we'll see what happens there. But I mean, 14% of staff reduction on a company like Uber that was sailing prior to all of this is a really big deal. And then you have their direct competitor, Lyft, which also announced last week. So this is a little bit older, but last week, 17% staff reduction, 5% or more being furloughed and salaries being reduced for 3 months. Were you going to say something, Micah?
Oh, no, I was just I was kind of reeling in this 14%, 17%. Yeah, I was just, wow. That's, I mean, yes. I mean that sincerely. You know, this is people's livelihoods. This is, you know, real human beings. When we look at these percentages, I think sometimes, whether it be percentages of death, percentages of workflow reduction, all of these terms and adjectives and verbs that get thrown in there and numbers that sort of obscure the fact that at the heart of it, at the root, these are human beings who are all have desires and needs and families and friends and things of their own. And unfortunately, and also fortunately, it is a mechanism psychologically for us to protect ourselves by separating the impact of what's happening by sort of distancing. And so what I mean by that is if we actually felt the pain and sadness, if we truly 100% empathized with these folks, we would never get anything done because we'd be constantly depressed. And so it is a mechanism, a protective mechanism to look at these percentages and only think of them in that way. But in doing so, we can't lose sight of the fact that those are individuals. 17% of staff, that's 17% people, human beings who've lost their jobs. And so it is important, I think, to take a second and just go, you know, wow, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I mean, it doesn't stop there. Airbnb announced this week they're cutting its staff by one quarter. So again, you know, to put that into numbers, 1,900 out of 7,500 employees. And as we know, I mean, travel industry is just being wrecked right now. We had the interview a few weeks ago about Airbnb and how that's been affected. They say that they acknowledge they don't know when things are going to return to, quote, normal. Also that travel is going to experience a new normal once things even do reverse ultimately. And I think that's probably the case for all of these services. You know, one big kind of thread through all of this, even before COVID-19 kind of came onto the scene, was the fact that, you know, California in January passed through the new state law, Assembly Bill 5, that was basically the state effort to classify drivers of Uber and Lyft as employees instead of as contractors, basically making it harder for these companies to hire as contractors, because when they have to hire as employees, they have to offer things like benefits and sick time and all this kind of stuff that is obviously very costly to their bottom line. And in the gig economy, they're looking to save as much money as they can through all of this. They're actually fighting this right now. Uber and Lyft are not, you know, following along with this new law. So they have the potential, they're being sued by the state of California right now and have the potential of losing even more if that comes out, you know, in favor of the state of California. And, you know, I'm sure that affects employees at Airbnb as well. However, on the flip side of this, we have companies like Instacart. Instacart, you know, is the grocery delivery service. I personally, I've never actually used Instacart. You get a deliveries through Instacart. Am I correct in that, or is it a different service?
Well, so I think what you used, maybe if you've used the Prime Now delivery service,
okay, all right,
to do Whole Foods deliveries, that is what I have used. However, Instacart is partnered with Sam's Club for Northern California. Costco. Yeah. So back home, it's Sam's Club is the big one. Costco is not as well known. Anyway, they are partnered. Instacart and Costco are partnered. And so if you buy things from Costco and have them delivered, it's via Instacart. So a lot of grocery delivery services are using Instacart as the sort of go-between. That's one of several, I think, that folks are using. So it's certainly worth talking about there for sure.
Yeah, yeah. They've seen their first ever profit in April, $10 million profit. Basically, there's a fantastic article on Bloomberg that you should definitely read. Ellen Hewitt and Lizette Chapman. It's kind of their feature article of the upcoming issue of the Bloomberg magazine. But it does a deep dive on Instacart and just basically says, like, Instacart had planned to be at this point, you know, based on the like immediate success that they're seeing as a result of COVID-19, they had planned to be at this point in a couple of years. And instead they reached it in a month just because suddenly demand was so high.
Wow.
They're looking to process $35 billion in grocery sales just this year. However, you know, that there is a cost here. Deliveries used to be within an hour. Now it's like within hours, days, weeks. The article actually refers to it as eventually cart, which I thought was kind of funny. Instacart employees expanded from 180,000 up to 500,000 in 8 weeks. So talk about like expansion there. And I mean, their systems, their approach has had to scale up to meet the overwhelming demand of people who in many cases are just, you know, their medical condition is such that they don't even want to risk going anywhere, getting anywhere near this virus. And so turning to delivery methods like Instacart, they're targeting 750,000 employees by this summer. So increasing another 250,000 over the course of the next couple of months. And, you know, very similar here as well. They're contractors. They're not full-time employees. So the workers are not seeing any workman's comp benefits, no unemployment benefits being accrued. You know, there have been a couple of strikes, one of them in collaboration with Amazon, which was on May 1st, just not too very long ago. To try and kind of bolster up these, you know, the reasoning of moving this staff into employee status instead of contractor status so that they're protected. Because right now you want to be protected, especially if you don't have those health benefits and you're putting your life on the line going out there, increasing the chance that you're going to pick up this virus. Like that's a bad, bad scenario on both sides.
Yeah. And see, this is the thing. There's a balance that we're seeing where some companies seem to have made the right choice this, of course, it's completely random. It's chaos. But some companies just so happen to have the right businesses that work better in this environment. And some have businesses that do not work better in this environment. And to see how clearly these businesses thrive in this environment while other ones are not thriving, it's as an outsider looking in, it is something, you know, to watch and to try and understand kind of course it makes sense for something like Instacart or similar grocery delivery services to be doing super well. I have not been able to, I haven't tried in a while because I kind of gave up on doing it because every time I was disappointed, but for the longest time I would try to use the Prime Now delivery service and I could not get a delivery because it was used so much. So that's just been fascinating to see what businesses are thriving in this environment. And I'm sure that, you know, there are going to be some startups that are either pivoting or completely starting anew in this time that are focused on this kind of existence. And that shapes things as well.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We're going to see some interesting pivots as far as that's concerned. And you know, they're going to have to come up with it soon in some cases. Uber and Lyft, you know, there's not a whole lot of demand for these ride shares right now. How do they pivot? One thing I thought was interesting, and we actually have to get to our next interview, but one thing I thought was interesting is that Uber scaled back on its Uber Eats, which I was thinking like, wait a minute, this kind of seems like the right moment for Uber Eats, right? Like people want delivery of food. Like, why would you scale that back? I realize that maybe it's not your main moneymaker, but that seems like a way to keep drivers driving and to kind of, from a company standpoint, benefit off of this current scenario of people not wanting to leave their homes or being told they can't leave their homes or shouldn't.
Yeah, so. I agree. It's I found it odd. And DoorDash was there have been a couple times where they were not doing deliveries. They are again. Mm-hmm. And that would be the gig economy service that I use rather frequently. I do try to support a local business at least once a week by ordering some sort of takeout item mm-hmm. via DoorDash. And I can remember one time I logged in and it said, we're not doing deliveries right now. And I thought, interesting. Mm-hmm. One would think that this would be the time to do so, but yeah.
Absolutely.